Hi, my name is Alex Donaldson.
Hello.
And I will be conducting this interview today on behalf of the One Another Project
at
the Wellcome Trust.
Yeah.
The date is the 27th of September 2009.
Yeah.
If you could please state your full name, your age, if that's okay, and where you're from.
Yeah, I'm Jane Fielder and I'm 60 next week and I'm from Bingley in West Yorkshire.
And how are you doing today?
I'm fine, thank you. A bit scared.
So how did you initially hear about the project?
I'm not really sure. I think I probably got it as an email from one of the sort of art organisations I belong to, probably Fabric.
What was it about the project that made you want to get involved?
Oh, as soon as I saw it, I just thought I must do it, partly because it was Anthony Gormley and just because it sounded an amazing thing. Bit of an adventure. Different.
How did you feel when you found out you had a place?
Oh, I was really, really, really excited. Like winning the lottery.
Could you talk a little bit about yourself, kind of what you do, your interests?
I'm an artist. I started off as a teacher, but I'd always wanted to be an artist. And 3 years ago, I got my own little gallery in Bingley. She's very, very exciting. And I paint nearly every day. I live at home with my husband and had three boys, men now.
So could you talk a little bit about your art?
My art is a complete mixture of things. It changes all the time depending on how I am, but it's usually very big and bold and a bit crazy. The thing that people like most are things that have become known as Janescapes, which are sort of quirky urban landscapes where we live. Lots of wonderful mill buildings, and a lot of the pictures reflect these, and just little flecks of colour that the people bring to the landscape. But otherwise, they're lots of grey buildings, but they're painted in a very optimistic way because I'm very optimistic. But I do all sorts of other things as well. I do loads and loads of huge flower paintings, which are more about sort of life and passion and love and things like that than the actual flowers. I do all sorts of things, really.
What does art mean to you? What kind of role does it play in your life?
It's a major, major part, really. Life would be very, very different without it. I think it's an amazing communication sort of tool, really. I probably express more through my art than almost anything, in a way. It's very hard to put it all into words, in fact.
So do you sell your artwork or do you keep it?
Yes, I make a very modest living from it, which is quite exciting. Just in the last few years, before we had this little gallery, I used to sell through other galleries, but now it's nearly all through our own little gallery.
Are you quite interested in the arts? Do you kind of go to quite a lot of exhibitions?
Yeah, we go to loads and loads of exhibitions and support lots of other artists. I'm extremely interested. I love seeing young artists coming up. Loads and loads of people come into our shop and say, can they show? So we've always got different artists coming in and a lot of interaction with other artists. I belong to this brilliant, brilliant group called Air Valley Arts, who actually introduced me to selling paintings. I'd never ever thought of it until I met them. So that was about 12 years ago. So up until then I just painted all the time but had never shown my work. So they've made a massive difference to my life.
What would you say to today? What do you think is the importance of it today at your art? Are you going to be incorporating it onto the plinth with you?
Yes, I'm hoping to paint up there if I dare. I'm usually a very solitary painter, but I've been over there looking and I don't think anyone will notice what I'm doing, and I can forget the camera, so hopefully I'll be able to do something. So I'm hoping to do it, and then if anything even vaguely okay comes out of it, I'm hoping to maybe auction a couple of little pieces for the Burns unit in Bradford. But whether anything will come, I don't know. It's more just for a little fun bit at the end of it, really.
What are your thoughts on the project so far? Have you been following it since the beginning?
Yeah, I've tried to watch a little bit of every single plinther. So each night I go through and flick through a few minutes of each, and I just think it's absolutely amazing. I really want to watch every single one because I find it just so fascinating. And there have been some amazing ones. The woman making the cup of tea I found just absolutely absorbing, and that Gunter one was absolutely incredible. And just I like the ones where people just get up and talk about themselves. I have a friend, Dave Thomas, he did one and he was just sketching with his pad and just chatting quietly, and it was just brilliant. So there have been so many of them. I like the woman who was getting dressed up for a date and went down to her bra and knickers and was putting on a makeup, putting off off her makeup and then getting ready to go out. It's just some amazing ideas.
So what are your hopes, fears, expectations for your time up there?
Golly. if I just get up there and see all the sights and things, just that would be enough, really. I should just be really happy to do that, to see Trafalgar Square in a different light from most people. If I can manage to do a few little works that are even vaguely okay, I shall be exceedingly happy. And if I manage to make anyone else a little bit happy as well, that would be even more of a bonus.
Have you brought anybody with you today?
Yeah, I've brought my husband, has driven me down here, and my son and his girlfriend live in London, so we stayed with them last night, so they're here now, and I'm hoping that, well, I know that quite a few other people are coming, so it's quite exciting.
So when you're actually on the plinth, are you wanting it to be quite isolated, or do you want to engage with people as well?
A little bit of both. I thought at first I'd go up there and just be very, very quiet, because I'm not really an entertainer, but now I've just been over and seen the scientist over there, really quite fancy, doing a little bit of showing off at the end. But I'm not quite sure what'll happen. I think probably I'll be very, very scared and shy when I start, but then by the end I might break out.
So what exactly are you taking up with you?
I'm taking all but the kitchen sink, really. I've got a lot of stuff. A big portfolio of very large pieces of paper, a lot of acrylic inks, a big bottle of water, brushes, and then a few other different media in case nothing happens with the acrylic inks, and then I've got something to fall back on, and two big boxes to rest on, so I've got the thing on a tilt, a mat to sit on and a cushion, because I'm hoping to sit on the floor.
Do you think this experience will have any kind of effect on you or your artwork?
Absolutely, definitely, yes. It's pushed me into things I wouldn't have done anyway. I would never normally get up and do something in front of people. I do sometimes do courses and things, but give them, but I'm terrified, and I think this will help towards maybe making me less terrified. If I can do this, I can do anything, really. Yeah, I think it'll just, I think everything you do affects your art, to be quite honest. Every single thing that goes in your head makes a massive difference. Just seeing that falcony thing there will make me different. Seeing all these people will make me different. Meeting you, it all adds up to what comes out in your painting.
Could I ask you a little bit about your childhood, kind of where you were born, where you grew up?
Yeah, I was born in Hythe in Kent, and moved to Cheltenham when I was 5, and lived in Cheltenham till I was 17, and then my parents moved to Ireland, so I went over to Ireland and finished off my last year of schooling in Ireland, and went to college in Dublin, and then I came back to England to Kent and taught for 3 years, and then I taught for 2 years in Surrey, and then we lived in Woking, had 3 boys, and then we moved to Yorkshire about 20 years ago to Bingley, and It's just the best place in the world.
So what was it that drew you to Yorkshire?
It was really my husband's job, but he is in fact a Yorkshireman as well, so maybe that has some slight influence, though I didn't particularly know that at the time. But now we're there, it's just so incredibly beautiful.
What would you say is important in your life at the moment?
Right at the very moment, my mum is very important because just a week ago she had a stroke, so she's really, really poorly, so it's very much on my mind. All my family will always be more important than anything else. And I've always thought in a way that to be a brilliant artist, you've got to exclude everything else, and I could never ever do that and would never want to. So I think that probably changes how your art is, but it's how I want it to be because my family is more important than anything.
So just to go back to your hour, how do you think as an individual you'll kind of fit into the project as a whole?
I don't think it'll make a huge impact. It's not going to be one of the great entertainer ones. I think I'll just sort of quietly slot in there.
Well, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.